Good afternoon, everybody. The presentation today will be basically on what we see in Chile in terms of retail opportunities for growing, in essence, blueberry consumption. What am I going to talk about? A little bit of facts about Chile, some statistics in terms of global imports and exports, what we believe or what we've seen are barriers to consumption both at a consumer level and a retail level, how we think we can break these barriers to consumption, how we're promoting the benefits and usage of blueberries, and finally, some comments in regards to the future in terms of consumption opportunities. Some basic facts about Chile. Today, we're the largest exporter of fresh blueberries in the world. This season, we exported something like 70,000 tons, which was less than the previous season, 19% less. Basically due to some important frosts that we had in the country. Today we have something like 15,500 hectares planted, and our blueberries are available from November all the way until April. Who are we? The Chilean Blueberry Committee is a private organization related to the Chilean Fruit Exporters Association, and its members, exporters and growers, represent approximately 80% of the total volume of fresh blueberries exported to the world. Our main objectives: promote and enhance the competition amongst members, promote sustainable practices, increase the consumption of fresh Chilean blueberries, promote increased productivity, ensure compliance of consistent quality, food safety compliance as well, and also a key aspect is provide our stakeholders with relevant information. That's just where a little bit of an ad. Today the committee has a crop report available weekly, during the season, which gives you information, valuable information in regards to the progress of the season, and that's freely available to everybody. You can subscribe at Blueberries from Chile at asox.cl. Let's go to some statistics. Today, 69% of all the exports of fresh blueberries are concentrated in three countries: Chile, the United States, and Argentina. And if we look at who's importing, obviously there are re-exports from these countries, especially in the case of the Netherlands. The top importers are the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands, and they represent 81%. 81% of all our imports or all of all our blueberries are being imported by these three countries. There's a big opportunity to diversify the markets where we're currently sending our produce. What's happening in the U.S.? By far for us, the U.S. is a very traditional market. Most consumers know the attributes in terms of health, in terms of taste, convenience, and versatility. But at the same time, there are growing opportunities in Asia. China, South Korea have seen tremendous growth for us in the recent few seasons. But still, there's a relatively low awareness of blueberry and low consumption of blueberries in other different markets. What do we see are the barriers to these consumption growth on the consumer side? Knowledge about the benefits of the product, usage, how to use it, when to use it, price, product quality, and availability, some factors which we've already discussed. From what we've seen on a retail side, information, there's always a need for more information about the product. Logistics, how do I get that product when I want it, where I want it. Product presentation and quality, the price again, and we've talked about it, I think, during this Congress as well, the issues regarding product wastage. How do we see the possibilities of breaking these types of barriers? I'm not going to go into too much detail in terms of price strategies or quality strategies or securing availability, but I do want to go into two aspects which we as a committee have developed, and it's basically promoting the benefits and usage of blueberries. This is a step-by-step cycle. First, generate interest and cooperation with our key stakeholders. When I talk about key stakeholders, I'm talking about our importers, distributors, retail partners in all different types of markets. We illustrate with case examples of what's worked in other markets, like in the UK or Germany or France, etc., and what could be applied to those new and emerging markets. We identify underperforming consumer segments. We develop flexible promotional tools, with the objective of directly increasing the shelf space of those blueberries at different retailers. Over the last year and a half, we've worked very closely with different retail partners in Europe and Asia and the United States. Here's just a few of them. And here are some of the learnings that we've had in these promotional programs. First aspect, generating information is extremely important. whether it be instructing or training in-store staff to better manage the product, giving more information to the end consumer. And we've seen in different studies that the retailers are always open to receive more information in regards to how to better handle and how to better promote blueberries. We need to create new recipe ideas in line with consumption moments. For example, in the case of Sweden, we focused our most of our promotions on increasing the consumption of blueberries during breakfast times. Also, in the case of Germany, using fresh blueberries as a component within the meal occasion. Also, in the case of the United States, we're using new distribution channels, such as food service, to increase the consumption of our blueberries. In the case of Turkey this year was a very interesting example. We worked together very closely with our partners in Turkey, Veritas. And basically there we developed a concept where to promote the health message, creating a figure called Dr. Blue, where we were promoting the health message at the end consumer in consumer magazines such as Women's Health, etc. Creating theater in-store is always important for us. Promoting the benefits, making the product available, showing the product where it is. These are just a few examples of what we've done in Sweden and Turkey. China has been growing for Chile as well. There's huge potential, definitely in terms of increasing our presence in different retail accounts. Leveraging new media channels. We've worked more and more on with social media, where we create a dialogue with consumers in regards to promoting the product. But also online, we've sold and promoted our product on online commerce. In China, for example, Tmall is one of the huge internet platforms which has been a great vehicle in terms of increasing penetration of the product. Same is true of TV home shopping. It's amazing. In South Korea and China today, one of the most dynamic distribution and promotional channels is TV home shopping. Half an hour talking about blueberries, how to use them, when to consume them. And by far, for Chile, we believe that the future holds is promising for increasing blueberry consumption in general. The market is changing, though. Just a quick slide. Who would have thought that in the UK the retail scenario is changing dramatically, that the discounters are rising in terms of importance, as is online distribution. There are new consumers, new online media channels. This is a photo of when Pope Benedict assumed his papacy, and then Pope Francis. Everybody has an iPhone, iPad, etc. And there's also new ways of consuming the product and the health halo. It's being used even in chips. In the case of Chile, we're growing not only in our fresh exports, but also our frozen exports. So in general, even though last season we saw a very challenging season in Chile, we're very optimistic about what the future holds. Thank you very much.